Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of people took to the streets of Ankara on Sunday, many of them chanting slogans against the Turkish government as the country mourned the victims of twin bombings at a peace rally that killed at least 97, injured more than 160 others, no one claiming responsibility for those attacks. We get more now from Dorian Jones.
It's the third fatal bombing aimed at pro-Kurdish groups since June. In July, 33 young activists were killed by a suicide bomber. The previous attacks were blamed by security forces on Islamic State militants. But in what observers say was a controversial move, the government refused to open a parliamentary investigation into the bombings. Saturday's double bombing is adding to a deepening polarization of the country as it heads to a general election in November. Destabilizing the elections is seen as a possible motive behind Saturday's attack. The fear in Turkey now is, what else can happen before Election Day? Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russia launched a new aerial bombardment on Syrian rebels on Sunday, helping President Bashar al-Assad's government reclaim territory it had lost. Moscow said most of the targets were in a highland area of Idlib province that had been controlled by the rebels. Russia said the targets belonged to the Islamic State insurgents, but most of the positions it targeted so far were actually held by rebel groups fighting the Assad government. Twin suicide bombings killed at least 9 people, wounded 29 others. It happened in northern Cameroon in an attack local and security officials blamed on Boko Haram militants. On Saturday, the Nigeria-based militant group launched 5 coordinated attacks in neighboring Chad. This is VOA News. Voters in Guinea went to the polls. It happened Sunday there to choose a new president. Chris Stein reporting now from the capital, Conakry.
Polling in Guinea's presidential election ended Sunday evening. Voters were choosing between giving President Alpha Conde a second term or replacing him with one of 7 opposition challengers. The head of the African Union delegation monitoring the vote, Delaita Mohamed Delaita, called voting peaceful. He says that based on what he saw today, the elections took place under very good conditions. Guinea's opposition parties decried the election as fraudulent. Saturday evening, leading opposition candidate Selu Dalin Diallo told VOA he had no confidence in the Electoral Commission. He said he and 6 other opposition challengers would reject the polls if they believed they were rigged. Chris Stein, Conakry, Guinea.
Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko has won a landslide 5th term in Sunday's elections. Election Commission reported the president won 83.5% of the vote, which was monitored by envoys from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Lukashenko faced nominal opposition Sunday from 2 pro-government parties and a little-known opposition activist. It was yet another day of death and bloodshed in Israel Sunday, where a wave of violence between Israelis and Palestinians is into its 2nd week. Israel carried out an airstrike in the Gaza Strip that killed a pregnant Palestinian woman and her young daughter. They said the strike was done in response to rocket attacks from Gaza. Also Sunday, the military said a Palestinian woman detonated a bomb inside a car at a checkpoint in the West Bank, wounding 1 police officer. Israeli police spokesperson Mickey Rosenfeld spoke late on Sunday.
Just after 7 o'clock this morning here on the main Maale Adumim Road, which links to Jerusalem, a female terrorist walked out of the vehicle after the vehicle was pulled over by police officers. As she walked towards the police officers, there was an explosion that took place in the vehicle. She was on her way to carry out a terrorist attack inside Jerusalem. The female terrorist was injured seriously, taken to hospital, and the police officer was injured lightly, also treated at the scene.
A wave of attacks in East Jerusalem has taken place around a holy site revered by Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and by Jews as the Temple Mount. Spotify has released U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama's music playlists, including tunes by Beyoncé, Demi Lovato, and Esperanza Spalding as she celebrates the International Day of the Girl. The annual day is designated by the United Nations to promote awareness for gender inequality around the world. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.